This is Ozarks at Large for Thursday, April 26, 2012. I'm Kyle Callums.
And I'm Iti Agnihotri Madhokar.
Mount Sequoia Retreat and Conference Center features Music on the Mountain the first Tuesday of every month. Walk-up tickets are available with proceeds to benefit the Restore Clap Auditorium Fund. Food and coffee provided. MountSequoia.org for more information.
On this edition of Ozarks, Stephen Weber from Montanora Estates in Oregon talks about wine tasting and making.
And the local band Cleta Scott Shott will visit KUAF's Furman Garner Performance Studio.
But first, these items of note. Republican Senator John Bozeman says he wants to keep interest rates low for student loans, but believes it's a matter of funding. President Obama began urging Congress last week to act on student loan interest rates that will double July 1st if no action is taken. Bozeman says, as part of the health care bill, the federal government has basically federalized the student loan industry.
What they're doing is they're taking and borrowing the money, you know, from the Federal Reserve. They borrowed a little over 2%, and then the plan is to let students borrow that money a little over 6%, and then they use the difference to help finance Obamacare.
Senator Bozeman claims both Republicans and Democrats are working in good faith, trying to keep interest rates low for students.
Senator Mark Pryor says he's asking the FBI to investigate the claim that the winner of a Girls Gone Wild contest will win an internship in his office. Girls Gone Wild founder Joe Francis announced Tuesday that the winner of the cable reality series The Search for the Hottest Girl in America would win an internship in the Democratic senator's office this summer, among other prizes. Senator Pryor says it seems like a publicity stunt.
It's a hoax. At first, I think you kind of want to chuckle about something like that, but really it's pretty serious. You know, they're saying they've doing all this stuff, and they're going to be interning up here on Capitol Hill, and it's just kind of out of left field, and I really don't have any comment other than say it's a hoax and there's no basis for it.
Senator spokeswoman says the senator's office does not sell nor auction off its internship. The senator's office has asked the FBI to investigate because they believe someone is impersonating the senator and is fraudulently attempting to sell a government position. According to a news release, Francis purchased the internship at a fundraiser auction for a Los Angeles-based temple. An advocate for social justice and a well-known advocate against capital punishment, Sister Helen Prejean, will be on the University of Arkansas campus tonight at 7. She authored Dead Man Walking, an eyewitness account of the death penalty in the United States. Tonight she presents a lecture and will hold a book signing in Old Main's Giffels Auditorium. Sister Prejean has dedicated her life to educating citizens about the death penalty, and she has spent time counseling death row prisoners.
This afternoon, John Brown University in Siloam Springs is announcing the formation of a new College of Business. The university, traditionally an undergraduate four-year residential school, has long felt the need to unify its undergraduate, degree completion, and graduate business programs under a single head, said Dr. Joe Wallenchuk, the Associate Dean for College of Business at JBU.
As John Brown University has continued to grow in complexity of its programs, graduate, undergraduate, traditional, non-traditional, online, there are areas such as business and education that have developed diverse programs for a variety of audiences in different areas. And this is John Brown University's way of coming up with a better way to manage these programs.
The announcement will be made this afternoon at 2:30 p.m. in the Sodaquist Business Center on JBU campus. Refreshments and a reception will follow. Last fall, the school was named the top regional college in the South, according to rankings released in the U.S. News & World Report's America's Best Colleges 2012 edition.
The University of Arkansas will hold its fifth biannual student commemoration service tomorrow evening at 5:30. The ceremony, called a Razorback Remembrance, will honor the lives of students who passed away while studying at the U of A. The event will be hosted in the Multicultural Center on the fourth floor of the Arkansas Union and will include speakers, musical performances, as well as a moment of silence.
Fayetteville Public Schools are being cited as one of the best digital schools in the country. The Digital School District Survey is conducted annually by e.Republic's Center for Digital Education, the National School Boards Association, and ConvergeMag.com. Fayetteville was listed as the second best school in the mid-size category when it comes to the use of technology to govern the district, communicate with students, parents, and the community, and to improve district operations. Henry City Public Schools in Virginia was the only school district ranked ahead of Fayetteville.
Governor Mike Beebe is declaring that Arkansas flags be flown at half-mast tomorrow in honor of Levon Helm, a native of the state. The musician died earlier this week. The Razorback softball team has come to a walk-off home run at Tulsa yesterday, losing 12-9. The Razorbacks, now 24-22 on the season, will host their final home series of the year against Alabama this weekend, beginning Friday night at 7 at Bogle Park. And the Northwest Arkansas Naturals will go for a four-game sweep of Springfield tonight at Arvest Ballpark in Springdale. Yesterday, the Nats beat the Cardinals 10-6. Tonight's first pitch is scheduled for 7.